31 teenage girls traded in their schoolbooks for hoses and heroics at Langford Fire Hall during the start of the Ignite firefighting camp. Easing the girls, gently, into the three-day camp, activities in Langford included hose rolls, dummy drags and relay-type games, all designed to give the teenagers a flavor of what it is like to be a female firefighter. While the camp hopes to inspire the next generation of firefighters, it also gives the girls space to push their boundaries and learn new skills in a safe and inclusive environment. 16-year-old Flavia Vasconcelos says she's open to a future in firefighting, but is equally drawn to the broader life skills on offer, like self-defense and first aid. "I love it. Everyone here is so respectful," said the Belmont Secondary School student, who was sponsored by the Langford Fire Rescue Women's Auxiliary to attend the camp. "I'm learning so many things and I have met so many new people. I'm just so excited for the opportunity to be here." Teenage girls are put through their paces at Langford Fire Hall on the first day of the Island Ignite camp. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream News Gazette. Surrounded by her peers and a host of successful female firefighter role models, Vasconcelos is filled with hope for the future. "I think the message is that anything is possible," she says. While Belmont Secondary School student Mara Umar doesn't plan to pursue a firefighting career, she believes the experience will empower her to navigate her future career path, wherever that may take her. "I would love to take this experience and use it to be a strong female lead," said the 16-year-old, who was sponsored by Langford Fire Rescue to attend the camp. "It's also a convenient opportunity to make her younger brothers jealous," says Umar. "They're literally eager to know about it. They keep texting me," she said with a laugh. Teenage girls are put through their paces at Langford Fire Hall on the first day of the Island Ignite camp. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream News Gazette. The girls from Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands and the Sunshine Coast took part in the three-day camp, which also included visits to fire halls in Victoria and Esquimalt. Learn more at www.islandignite.com.